In this morning's lecture, I will not talk about the three modes of material nature, because as I have seen this morning, the seminar will be finished in two lectures. That is, one in the midday time at 2 o'clock, and the second in a lecture which will take place in the evening. I have chosen to talk today just on the subject of the verse, because also we need a little relief, you know. Since I'm here, I'm giving one seminar, then go to the next seminar. So this will be a regular Bhagavatam lecture, like you are hearing in our temples. In this verse, it is explained how the Lord appeared to the Devaki and Vasudev. It is said that in a previous life they were already desirous to have the Lord appear as their son. In a previous life, they were known as Prishni, that's the name of Devaki in a previous life, and Sutapa, that's the name of Vasudev. They were praying at that time, "My dear Lord, we want a son just like you." But Krishna appeared to them and said, "Sorry, there is no one like me. I have to become personally your son." And that is how he appeared as Krishna, the supreme original personality of Godhead. He appeared in the prison of Kamsa, as we were discussing yesterday. So today, you know, what we can learn from the shloka is that it may sometimes take one life to work hard so that Krishna appears in another life. A devotee of Krishna who is totally surrendered to the Lord, however, can work in this one lifetime so that he becomes fully Krishna consciousness in Krishna and has contact to Krishna even in one lifetime. We remember when I wrote my letter where I asked Srila Prabhupada whether he would give me initiation, Srila Prabhupada wrote back a letter. In this letter he said, "Follow the four rules and chant 16 rounds without offenses. And then if you do that, it is 100% clear that you will go back to Godhead in this one life." And he said another thing. He said I should preach. So Prabhupada assured that someone who would just follow the process of Krishna consciousness would become able to have a connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He did this on the basis of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is extremely kind, so that he can bless us, or he blesses us with the actual prerequisite to have a connection to Krishna. You can have a connection to Krishna, but you must love Krishna. This love is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. No one can go back to Krishna who doesn't love Krishna. So, in the scriptures, we hear that Hridi Ayam Atma, we have already a connection to Krishna. Even everyone, even the people who walk down now who cleansed the Smemsky Khailovsky street early in the morning, the street sweepers, also they have a connection to Krishna. Because together with the soul, Krishna is residing in everyone's heart. Everyone. No exception. Even Adolf Hitler. In his heart also, Krishna was present as the super soul. Krishna within the heart sees the desires of the living entity and fulfills their desires since time immemorial. He fulfills the desires of the devotee and also the desires of the non-devotee. Like here you see Krishna appeared to Prishni and Sutapa and told them, yes, I will become your son because you desire it. In the next life, in the next birth which you take, you will have me and will care for me just like you care for the son. So the Supreme Lord, this is my point, is already with everyone in the heart. Hridayam Atma, the soul and the super soul, both, Dva, live in the heart. However, they live in two entirely different dimensions. The super soul is always in transcendence. He is always beyond the modes of material nature. Krishna never has contact with Maya. He is never covered by illusion. The soul, however, due to his own desires, is covered by illusion. So both live in the same heart. But one is on the transcendental platform and another on the material platform. One is never touched by Maya and the other is totally covered by the illusory energy, so that he turns away from the Lord and glances towards the different illusions of material energy. So the individual soul can become liberated from Maya if he changes platforms. In other words, if he goes from the material platform to the spiritual platform. Prabhupada says, the soul can become Krishna conscious if it comes out of the material heart and enters the spiritual dimension of the heart. To enter the spiritual heart is what we all have to do. As long as we live in the material heart, we live in the place which is full of material desires, which is full with enviousness on the success of others, which is full with material contamination. We have to want to come out of the material heart. It means out of the material mind and out of material thoughts. This is what everyone has to want. We have to want to come into the spiritual dimension of the heart. The four Kumaras give a very nice example in this connection. They give the example of fire. The fire comes out of wood, and by its potency it burns the wood to ashes. In the same way, when the living entity comes out of the material heart, it will burn the material heart to ashes. That means the material mind and material contaminations will go. Fire, for instance, let us just remain at this example. Fire has two characteristics. One is heat and the other is light. These are the two aspects of fire. So in the same way, a devotee who comes out of the material heart, he will exhibit two symptoms. Who knows what these symptoms, two symptoms of Krishna consciousness are? Which will burn our material existence to ashes. Mole? He always remembers Krishna and he never forgets Krishna. Please say this in Serbian language. You get 3/4 of a point.
What is he longing for Krishna? The separation
He is longing for Krishna in separation. What is this in the Serbian language? Yeah, this everyone could understand what Dharmasetu said, clouded by sleep. Please say again loud. You get 3/4 of a point. Well, the symptoms, it may be, these answers are all correct. But we look especially for the two symptoms of spiritual life, which is knowledge and detachment. You may know this from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where it is said that bhakti yoga to Krishna, janayat yasu vairagyam. You may remember this line. There's knowledge, jnana, and vairagya. That means detachment. Just like the fire exhibits heat and light, the purified consciousness of the living entity who comes out of the material life displays knowledge and detachment. This is very important. These two burn away the 5 material coverings of the living entities. What is covering us? Yesterday we were talking about the 3 modes of material nature, which are ignorance, passion, and goodness. And we were explaining how a person who is covered by ignorance acts, how a person who is covered by passion acts, and how a person in the mode of goodness acts. So these 3 modes, let us say ignorance and passion, create 5 coverings which are covering us, the pure living entity in our heart. If you